The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR-FM, its management, other producers, or sponsors.
This episode of Not Your Cup of Tea with Chuck and Billy, coming to you live on WTBR 89.7 in Pittsfield and WSBR 88.1 in Lee, the show where we serve up a fresh blend of banter, laughter, and complete nonsense. Now let's address the elephant in the room, or should we say the Karen in the room. You know who I'm talking about. Those self-appointed gatekeepers of taste who march into Starbucks and act like they're negotiating a UN peace treaty over their pumpkin spice lattes. If you're a Karen and this show isn't your style, well, that's just too bad. You're welcome to switch to something more soothing, like a documentary on the history of beige paint. But for everyone else who loves a good laugh and isn't afraid to tackle the absurdities of life, you're in the right place. Chuck and Billy are ready to dive into the hilarious, the ridiculous, and the why did I just say that moments we all know and love. So grab your favorite drink, whether it's tea, coffee, or something a bit stronger, and get ready for a wild ride. If you're not here for the fun, well, Karen, don't let the door hit you on the way out. Now, without further ado, here are Chuck and Billy bringing you Not Your Cup of Tea. Let the chaos begin.
All right, man, let the chaos begin.
Let it be. So is it going to be chaotic or is it going to be snoozy?
It might be now, because now, just so you guys know out there, we are an hour long now. Well, there's no half an hour
Woo-hoo.
For you people.
Woo-hoo.
Now you guys have to deal with us with an extra half an hour.
Yeah, now you got to deal with us for a whole hour.
All the people driving home are like, oh, man.
Yeah.
Really?
Jesus.
We have to deal with these guys again?
Yeah.
Come on.
Again. Longer.
Yeah. That was bad.
You know
longer.
What?
But yeah.
Yeah. So that's good though.
It is. We have pushed. We have pushed to get an hour.
Yeah.
And we finally did it.
And it is awesome. So thank you.
We appreciate it.
PCTV and WTBR.
And the programming committee, thank you so much.
And the program committee.
Really, it means a lot to us.
Well, what's great about it is now that we have this hour, we can actually have our, you know, people who come to us and say, we really want to come on.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
And talk about this or talk about that.
Yeah. Now I can get like a whole bunch of people that are like, so when's your show going to be an hour, bro?
Yeah. I see that. I see that. I do see that on your post at times.
It's like, when's it going to be an hour, bro? How come you guys are like a half an hour?
So are you guys ever going to be like an hour?
Are you ever going to invite me on your show?
Yeah.
No.
Like Chantel.
Yeah, no.
We got to have her.
I know. We also got to do Amelia. Amelia's supposed to be on the show.
True.
Yeah.
True.
She's from London, England.
Ooh.
She'd be like, oh, hello, everybody. Would you like a crumpet? You know, whatever.
Some tea. Tea and crumpets.
She was choking on her tea while I was trying to say crumpet.
Well, this will definitely not be her. This won't be her cup of tea then.
Exactly. She'll be like, I love this show.
Do you fellas have any tea?
You guys got? Would you like 2 cubes of sugar or one? We should do the whole show like that.
I'm horrible at it. I'm horrible. I have to work on it, but I'm a little rusty on it.
People from there would be like, those Americans.
Let's see.
We have an hour. We don't even know what to do now. We're freaking out here.
I don't know. What did the spokes guy say just now?
Oh, what did he say? He said, if you're a Karen, you shouldn't be listening to the show.
Well, no, before that.
I don't remember.
I don't remember what he said either.
I don't know. We can play it.
No.
All right, fine.
People heard it.
Yeah, they heard it. Well, yeah. We don't know what he said, but we can laugh about it later.
I wish I knew.
He was saying that we're going to do chaos and we're the things that we say. Did they really say that? Yeah. Did you really say that?
Yeah, we probably did. Oh, but because we're changing to an hour, yeah. We do have a new time.
We do.
So it's the same day, Wednesdays.
Yep.
But it's going to be at 3:30
to 4:30.
To 4:30, yeah. Instead of 4 to and on. So yeah.
It's not gonna, it's going to be 4 to 5 today, but next week it'll be 3:30 and on from there.
Yep. So
not 3:30 and on for the whole day. What I mean is 3:30 to 4:30. People are like, good. Oh, thank God.
Yeah, right now. We don't want to. That's it.
We don't listen to that for another 4 hours.
Protest, protest. No, I'm just
yeah, people out there with picket signs. Stop chugging Billy.
Yeah.
Well, we already had.
Tear him off.
Trump sent that, you know, that.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Letter.
That's right.
We're going to shut.
I couldn't watch it, dude. But, yeah, I know you made it. I know it was like AI or whatever.
Yeah.
Like. I was like, I can't even watch this.
I can't watch this guy.
But it is what it is.
It's funny.
It is kind of funny. So what's been happening? So let's see. What do we got happening around?
I don't know, man. What do we even got going on around
I don't
here?
Know. The weather's beautiful. I know that. I
mean, it was nice yesterday, and then I get a day off, and it's colder.
I know. It was a little bit chilly.
But... I was at work all day.
But that just means that, I mean, it's still not 19 degrees or 18 degrees or 5 degrees right now.
Five
right?
Below or something.
Right.
What, trying to walk your dogs and you're like, hurry up and go to the bathroom.
I know. How can you handle it? I know.
I hate when they do that.
My dog loves to play too. Like, she's like, she'll be out there in the freezing cold. And I'm like, what? I'm sitting there and I'm like, I can't even stand. And she's like playing and rolling in the snow. And like, how? I mean, I know you got a coat, you know, but and it's pretty thick in the wintertime. But at the same time, it's like it isn't that thick, right? Yeah. And I know that they're like their body temperatures are a little bit higher. But I'm like, there were a couple of times this winter I had to almost carry her back inside because and the booties don't stay on her; they just fall off in the snow. So like, well, I tried to carry her. It's very difficult, but
it was. There's. I bought these booties for my dogs, and my little one. He just goes.
He looks like he walks with his feet way out, like flying, or
like when he walks first, he'll put his feet. They'll all go up in the air, like all weird. Yes. But then when he tries to walk normally, only one foot stays back. He's like sticks it way back like this. He's on 3 feet, dude.
Because it feels funny. But the first time, I was actually really proud of Harper. You know, I was really worried about how she was going to behave, like me trying to put booties on her. At first she was like, what are you doing? What are you? She's looking at me like side-eyeing me.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm like, and I'm holding my breath like, okay, don't freak out. Don't freak out. Because if I, you know, I can touch her feet with no problem. I can touch all her feet. But the second I pull like the nail clippers out, she's gone. I don't even know. I turn around to go get the nail clippers. I have them in my hand. I turn around. She's disappeared from the couch or wherever. And I'm like, where'd you go? And she hates them.
Oh,
but so I was worried about the booties. So I'm putting them on at a really slow pace. You know, one foot, like get your little nails in there first, get the foot, you know, and then she's still side-eyeing me, you know.
I don't like you right now.
She's like, what are you doing? So I slide on the first one, and she's like, She just kind of like jumps a little bit, like at first, like she don't like it.
Yeah.
And then I was giving her lots of praise and I was telling her she's a good girl. And I was giving her treats every single time. So she started to calm down. Right. Got the second one on and got the third one on. And of course, I gave it a few minutes in between. So I wasn't like stressing her out too much. But I got to the fourth foot. Right. And I was slowly like sliding the booty on. And she goes, and she just looks at me and goes, like, all right, I'm done.
I've had enough. Treats or not.
And then when she walked for the first time, and you can hear them because they had like they had like rubbers, yeah.
like suction cups.
No, they had it was like boots, like our boots.
Oh, like.
So like you'd hear her like clink 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 clink. On the floor. And her legs would go way up in the air. Like, she was throwing them up in the air. The back legs were going way behind her. I was dying, but she loved it. Like, it was funny. She didn't, like, dislike it. It was hilarious. She was, like, running around the house, but still her legs were, like, flying around.
My big dog, like, she's shaggy. She's very shaggy.
And yeah, she's cute.
Trying to put her hoof She'll sit there and she'll just go.
Like, look.
No, she's not angry. She's just
complacent.
All right, I'll do it. And then I put her boots. She's fine. She walks completely fine, like normal. Momo, forget it, dude.
Of course she does.
He's like, okay, yeah. Which one do I put down first?
and Momo is a chihuahua. So.
Yeah. He's like, I can't do this. I can't. Why are these on my feet? Like, and there's his feet are so little.
Yeah, I know. They're teeny, dude.
Yeah, they're it's.
You could put thump like thimbles.
Yeah. It'd be fine. So like I'll look like a horror figure. Ding, 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 ding. Yeah. When he runs around here. It's so funny, dude.
Yeah. The piddle paddle little paws.
But she walks normal in the boots. And I remember when I was walking, I was freezing to death. She decides, well, I got booties on. I can sit out here all day long. And she sniffs and sniffs. I'm like, can you please go to the bathroom? I'm freezing to death out here.
Yeah.
And she's like, I'm like, come on.
Yeah, they got to sniff every single little.
No, she'll stay by one tree for 20 minutes.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, you don't need to sniff this for 4 hours. You've already sniffed the whole thing. Enough.
And it's funny with female dogs because they can't, like, pee on the tree.
Yeah.
So they're sniffing it around like they can, and it's like, you can't. I mean, you pop, maybe. I mean, it's possible.
She does this thing where, okay, when I lived in Ecuador, there was this high grass, and she hated it. So she would always lift up in the air her back legs and keep her front feet down. And I'm like, what are you doing? And she still won't stop doing it. And I'm like, you look so stupid. She's like.
Is her like her back end up in the air?
Yeah, her whole.
That's what I'm picturing.
She go like angles it like this. And she, like, then she goes to the bathroom. I'm like, okay, you look weird.
Like she brings her back end up.
Yeah,
and
she hovers.
Oh my God. Oh, that's
like when you don't want to go to a public bathroom, you have to hover.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, I could imagine like your chihuahua doing that. Like, cause they do, like, they'll do like a handstand.
Yeah.
And, but to have.
She just does it. It's just, it's stupid. I hate it. I'm like, Dee Dee.
I think it's hilarious.
I go to the bathroom like a normal dog, and she just looks at me like, shut up.
But I'm picturing it. And I can't stop laughing.
Oh, it's funny, dude. It's so funny. One of these days, I'm going to walk the dog with you so you can see it.
Take a video. You got to take a video.
There's times where she'll go normally, and then she's like, nope, can't do this. And the next time,
I'm raising my whole body.
It's so funny, dude. It's just so
funny. She's just not used to the feel of the land in this area compared to Ecuador.
Yeah.
That's funny.
It is so
dogs
funny.
Are hilarious. I mean... Cats are cool, too. Like, I see some pretty funny cats, and I see some pretty funny cat videos. So, especially when they think they're doing, like, something that you don't know about, or they think they're being smooth, and then they fall off of something, like the dresser or whatever. Yep. It's hilarious. And then they're quiet. You know, they just sit around. They can't, like, some of them are awesome, though.
Yeah, well, the one we had when we lived in when we were living here before, he was sitting there. My wife wasn't paying attention to him, so he really got aggravated, and she just bought mocha iced coffee. He just was like, and pushed it right off the counter. Just stared right in her face and said, "You want to pay attention to me? Fine." Pushed it right off the counter. She's like, "What are you doing?" And he just jumps down and looks up at her and just walks away. Now, this is the cat that would constantly give you hugs.
Yeah.
You'd come home and he'd put his feet up on
you. I love that.
And he wanted to give you, always wanted to give you a hug. He was the best cat ever.
I love that. When cats
are so awesome.
When cats are more like dogs, it's great.
Yeah, yeah. People are like, I thought this was a comedy show. You guys are talking about dogs and cats.
It's kind of funny.
Hey, we can talk about whatever we want.
It is funny.
Well, not whatever we want, but.
But it's funny.
It is, man. I don't even know what people are saying up there.
I don't know. Nothing.
No.
I was on there.
Oh, okay. Fine, whatever. Anyway,
I think it's just a little note.
Oh, okay. A note to tell you that you are now public because you're too stupid to figure out the first time.
Yeah. That is funny. But, you know, there is also the good thing that I think that we'll be starting up our podcast on the side as well.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
that'll be good. When we start to do that, we'll advertise that, too.
Yeah, we'll advertise. Well, I mean, still listen to it. We still got some shows.
On our Facebook page.
Yeah. One of these days, we should go live on our Facebook page. instead of mine.
That's what I
No, I know, I know. We should. I was just thinking about it, and I was like, nah, let's just do it on mine. And I was like, nah, I don't want people to look at me.
Yeah, but anyway, there's a bunch of people that like that are the followers on the page that aren't, or you know, friends or you know,
We could do
always
it.
Go live on there.
Let's do it next time.
Absolutely.
Let's do it next time. Well, I was figuring if we were just a half an hour today, we would.
Absolutely, positively.
So is it every 30 minutes we do a commercial? Yeah, I think so. Is it? Yeah, it should be.
Yep.
Every 30 minutes we do a commercial.
That's going to be new.
That's going to be weird. I was like, oh, forget it.
Do we have any of our commercials on there?
We have a couple.
Oh.
We have two. We have Dreamy Days and I Woke Up Like This.
I Woke Up Like This.
It's the new makeup.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I should play it.
I should play it.
Let's play it.
We're gonna keep the mics on so you guys can listen to us laugh about it.
Yeah.
Here we go. Enjoy.
I woke up this way.
Ever look in the mirror and think, wow, this horror show could scare a ghost away? Introducing I Woke Up Like This. The only makeup that covers up the nightmares of last night. Because let's be honest, life isn't a fairy tale. And you definitely didn't wake up like a princess. This magical brew of chemicals is more effective than your last Tinder date at hiding reality. It's like putting a Band-Aid on the emotional scars you've earned from life's lovely mess. Oh, look. The universe is reminding you that even if your face is flawless, your life is still a dumpster fire. With I Woke Up Like This, who cares what life throws at you?
Oh,
just slap on another layer and pretend it didn't happen.
Like they all do?
It's the makeup equivalent of I'm fine when you're really screaming for help. So why not look like you've got your life together, even when you just watched 6 seasons of your favorite show in one sitting? Because nothing says I've got it all figured out, like looking like a runway model while falling face first into a pizza. Order I Woke Up Like This today, because we're all just one layer of foundation away from being almost acceptable.
I Woke Up Like This. Transform your disaster into delightful deception.
Results may vary. Does not cover existential dread. Use with caution.
That was good.
That's the new makeup brand from L'Oreal. Anyway.
L'Oreal.
Yeah, L'Oreal.
It's not real, is it?
L'Oreal.
It's definitely a fake commercial.
From Mabelbleed.
Yeah, so.
From Mabelbleed.
Maybe she's made that way.
Slap on an extra layer, like every woman does.
Yeah. For those of you just tuning in, you're listening to WTBR 89.7 FM, Pittsfield, and WSBR 88.1.
You're like, is it one?
In Lee.
In Lee.
WTBR.
WSBR. You're listening to Chuck and Billy's Not Your Cup of Tea. All right, so they're probably like, oh, thank God they're almost over. No, sorry, we're on for an hour.
Yeah, anyways. we're going to be on for a little bit longer this time.
Yeah, you're going to have to deal with it, sorry.
So we had a young man that came into the studio recently, right?
Yeah.
And his name was David.
Yep.
And he goes to PHS, right? And I thought that was awesome. I just wanted to bring that up one more time. I'm hoping he's telling his friends about it. I'm hoping he's telling people who might be interested, like the kids at the schools, because, you know, like I said, that is how this started with WTBR was in Taconic.
Yeah.
So, you know, any of the students are still welcome to come into the studio.
Oh, yeah.
And if they'd like to hang out with us for an hour and tell us about, you know, what their ideas are or what their dreams are, what their next moves are. They say there's some seniors out there that want to talk about what colleges they want to go to.
Yeah, we don't have a problem with that.
We'd love to have you on. Plus, that gives you the opportunity to come check out the studio and see what it's like. And then maybe if you're interested, you too can have your own show.
you two can have your own show, just like Chuck and Billy. And how they got it, I have no idea. Anyway.
And how they got it. I can't tell you how they got it.
I love the guys that talk, and you can't even understand what they're saying. We should talk like that the whole show.
No.
It was like, but didn't they do that on Benny Hill?
I don't know.
There was a couple of them where they were talking like, it's so bad. I was like, what is going on? What are you saying?
Do you remember Charlie Brown?
Oh, I love that show.
Could you imagine doing a whole show with that?
Oh, that'd be great. That'd be so awesome. Like, wah, 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 wah. People are like, yes, I understand what you're saying. No. I don't even know what you're doing.
No.
Is that a new animal that I know nothing about?
So, I've noticed, and I know that the community's also noticed that Pittsfield has been going around trying to patch up some of those craters that are out there in those roads.
Small swimming pools for kids.
What is up, man? Some of these roads, too. Some of these roads are newer, you know?
There's one going on West Hoosie. They just filled it yesterday, and I hit that thing so hard. Like, they just filled it, and I hit it. I just sunk. It came right back out.
Well, I mean,
it was so bad.
It's tough. It's tough. A lot of it is weather related. Like, yeah. like the temperature of the weather. So you can't fill potholes with any kind of like, you know, asphalt or anything like that in colder temperatures under 40 degrees.
Yeah,
it's just not going to set right. And so it takes time. You got to have a consistency of weather for a period of time to be able to fix those potholes. So, I mean, yeah, they need to be done.
Yeah, definitely.
You know, but we got to have the enough time of the weather being a certain degree so that they can, so it actually works.
Yeah.
Otherwise, they're doing it for nothing because it's all going to just come out.
It was so bad.
Potholes are still going to be there.
I just didn't understand why you would fill it with warm. It was all warm, you could tell.
Yeah, they had just done it.
Yeah, and I was like, and I hit it, and it just, all I hear is everywhere. I'm like, man.
Yeah. Yep, the gravel.
At least pound it down a little bit. You didn't even do that. You just dumped it in there. Like, it was like, oh.
Yeah, they're running around trying to get them done.
So bad.
But, I mean, you know, and again, you know, you got to hand it to them. They are trying.
Oh, yeah, they're out there doing it. You got to do something, you know.
After all the snow is missing, and now you got a real clear view of the roads. I'm like, holy cow.
Yeah.
Like, whoa.
Like, what is going on?
Some of these roads have already been, they've been repaved. They were beautiful last summer, you know, and then you see this crater in it, and it's like 6 feet deep. You're like, that whole thing can swallow my entire vehicle.
There's a couple over by
sinkholes.
By Market 32, too. Those things are huge.
Yes.
They're
yeah, huge. In the parking lots.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Those
parking lots
nice.
Have been around for a while. Yeah, but there's always holes in those same spots.
Yep.
Every single spring.
That's where the demons are coming out.
But for some reason, this... Yeah, that's where the demons come from, people.
Yes, where they are.
If you were wondering.
Yeah.
But there's, you know, they're worse this spring than they were in the recent years. Like, this was the worst I think I've seen them. They're so, yeah. So
deep. I've and seen you can't some bad pull, ones, like, but not like this.
But you can't pull, like, and when you're in Market 32 in Pittsfield, like, you can't pull, so they're closer to Hubbard.
Yeah.
And you're over by, the prescriptions area, right, and you're trying to pull out. You can't pull out of there unless there are absolutely no cars coming.
Yeah, because you run into the car that's on the other side of the road.
Yeah, that's trying to, like,
because they're trying to avoid one, too.
Right? So
it's like, whoa.
So listen, you know, like, everybody's frustrated. Everybody's, like, you know, and you're trying to get home, and you're trying to pay attention to the road, but you're also trying to pay attention to the other vehicles that are on the road. So come on. So just remember, take your time, you know. Breathe a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, you're going to get there. pay attention to what you're doing. Be careful of the holes. Be careful of each other. Yeah. Try not to
don't be on your phone.
Yelling. Don't try not to be yelling at the person in front of you too much.
Stop, they can't hear you anyway. This guy's hammered. I knew it.
If you see me driving erratically all over the
place, don't worry about it. Yeah, officer, it's all good.
I swear, you can give me a breathalyzer.
Let me get this nip.
I'll take every. Hold my drink for a second. No,
I'll do. I'll do it all. I'll do the nose thing.
Never. Yeah. Never drive drinking. Yeah, I would don't. Do every single field surprise. Yeah. They're not, you know, they're swerving too. Like, look, sir, I'm going to have to reverse this.
Yeah. We should pull over a cop.
I'm making a citizen's arrest here.
Excuse me, sir. You were swerving all over. Did you see the potholes? I did not, sir.
Yeah, we're, you know.
Can I borrow your ticket thing so I can write you one?
Yeah. Here, give your ticket book for a second.
Can I borrow that for a second? You got a pen? Thanks, man. Appreciate it. Swerving erratically.
Driving erratically, not paying attention.
What's your license plate number?
And then speeding.
No. Yeah, it's speeding.
Speeding.
With these blue and red lights.
I call them the blueies.
Yeah, blues.
There's the blueies.
The blue guys.
Yeah, so Pittsfield, calm down.
Yeah, relax. It'll get
fixed.
It's
all right. You know,
it'll get
and
fixed.
It's getting warmer out, so more people are coming out, and so, you know, let's have a little respect for one another.
Yeah.
We're all in the same boat.
Yeah, so if we have that guest we want to have on, but we can't right now, that's going to be an argument. That's going to be a huge one.
No, I don't think so.
I mean, if we get the other people, there will be.
Well, what it would be is we wouldn't be together.
Yeah.
You know,
we would interview them for a half an hour and interview them for a half an hour.
Yeah, or just give them each
an hour.
A different day.
Yeah.
You know, but like it would be very interesting.
Yeah. I wouldn't mind doing
it
that.
It wouldn't be it doesn't express our own opinions or views.
Yeah.
It would just be, you know, what needs to be expressed on their end.
Yeah.
I think it would be a great opportunity.
We should do it. I want to do it.
I want to do it.
I'm excited.
We're going to have to do a reach out, and we'll...
But we have to reach out to the other group, too.
I'm already talking. One. We can email the other, see if they want an opportunity to come on and see
what if they don't? Does that mean we can't do it?
Yes, means we couldn't do it.
Aw.
if they don't answer, it's not necessarily doesn't mean we can't do it.
Yeah.
If they don't answer,
they need the right to defend themselves.
Right. They need to know that they can, you know, they have the opportunity as well. Like it's not even defending. It's just like everybody has the opportunity. It's like
give it their fair share of the.
If you were at a debate.
Yeah.
Right.
Unfortunately, I don't want to be.
it's like if you were at a debate, and so you have one party is there, and the other party is there, and then they have the opportunity to speak,
banter back and forth,
and they both have their way. They, you know, so everyone has an equal amount of time to talk.
Yeah, that's. I mean, it's like when Tom was trying to defend himself.
I think actually, I honestly think though, I don't think though, if we had them both in together, I really don't think it would be like a, I don't think it would be professional.
Yeah.
But the point.
We'd have to say that though. We'd be like, of course, you need to be professional. I know you guys have to do two different views, but.
Exactly. No, you know, yeah. They'll
on
know.
This show, we want you to be professional.
They'll know. They would be.
If you don't, I'm going to come over this counter. No, I'm just kidding.
No, it'll just go right off.
Yeah.
You know, the opportunity would be a good opportunity, but. So there's that. So these are two pretty big names and issue, and it's a big issue. So I hope that we figure it out soon.
I hope we get to do it. So, but I also have a stand-up comic that wants to come on the show.
Ooh, local?
Yeah, actually, I think he's from here. I'm not sure. I could be wrong, but from what I know, we went to one of their shows. He was the...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he was...
Out in Adams?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We went to one of the shows, and he was the guy with the glasses. Charlie Hadler, he was the one that... Yeah, he wants to come on the show. He was excited.
He knows the rules, right?
Better. Charlie, if you're
I remember. I remember going to that show. Does he know the rules?
Well, the last guy didn't.
Yeah.
Neither did the lady. She was great, dude. Sorry.
Oh, yeah.
She was so funny.
The last comic or the first?
The older lady that came on like second.
Oh, yeah.
And then the guy that came on last that did Comedy Central.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He was, wow. He was great.
She was funny.
She was hilarious.
I could not stop laughing.
She was great.
Yeah.
She was. I would like to see her again.
I want. What were their names? I'm horrible with names anyway.
I'll ask him when he comes, if he does the show with us.
Yeah. Yeah, or, you know, if you hear from him. I forgot. I mean, she was awesome.
She was funny.
I think I was in tears.
What did she say? She was, I'm by myself.
Yeah.
I was like, what? That was out of the blue.
Yeah. Yeah. So I just want to tell you, I'm by myself.
It was so funny.
I actually like that technique of joking.
Yeah.
Because it's like, it's almost like poetry.
Exactly.
It really is.
So this is the first time we're doing our commercial. And a half an hour. Here it comes, everybody. All right, we'll be right back after this commercial break.
The BRTA offers training to any person or group new to using the bus system or the process. We have a certified travel trainer that will make the process easier. Our travel trainer will ride the bus with you until you are more comfortable with how everything works. They can teach you about fares, how to read the schedules, how to get on or off the bus, and pedestrian safety. If you are interested in this service, please email traveltraining@berkshirerta.com.
Support for this public service announcement comes from Berkshire Community College and Park Square Productions.
Welcome to Chuck and Billy's Not Your Cup of Tea on WTBR 89.7 Pittsfield and
WSBR 88.1 Lee.
Yeah. All right. So what were we talking about before we were rudely interrupted by a commercial? Just kidding.
I don't know. Comics.
Somebody. Yeah. Well, I'm going to try.
Local comics.
I actually have a few people I want to be on the show. Yeah. I've had like some of my friends that are weird and I don't want them on here, but they're probably like, man.
I love it when somebody local, like a local community member that wants to come on and talk about something they're doing.
We got
like
the mayor on here.
Well, what would he talk about?
I don't know. We're a comedy show. We'll make him laugh.
No.
Like, so these garbage cans, really?
Yeah.
What's with these totes?
There are some really, so what I've been noticing is there's some local businesses, some small local businesses who are doing some really big things.
I don't mean to interrupt you. I was actually thinking about getting a hold of the lady that owns Brazuca's.
Yeah.
I want to talk to her. I want to know why she did why she started her business, you know, stuff like that. Mm-hmm. I want to get a hold of her. So, yeah, go ahead. Continue.
Yeah, there's a Witch Slapped on North Street is doing a whole lot of big things. They've been mentioned in the Berkshire Eagle a couple of times. They're trying to give back to the community. I think it would be really great to maybe have Danielle come on at some point, too, and talk about what they do.
Yeah, let's do it.
Because it's to help the community. So I would really love to have that. So I might reach out to her and see if she'd like
it. Does she work there? Or?
She owns it.
Oh, nice. That's perfect then.
Yeah.
Yeah, get a hold of her.
Yeah, I will. But yeah, I would love to have that.
Yeah.
I think that would be great. And if there are any other local businesses who are doing some really great things in the community, I'd really love to have them on, have them talk about what they're doing, why they want to do it. And
We may be a comedy show, but we can't be serious.
I want to get more info out there.
Yeah,
like it's been like that, and yeah, we are. But we can put a little comedy spin on.
Yeah, we can do it. We did it with everybody else. We did it with David and Tom. Tom was
that was cool.
Tom loved it.
TJ.
Yeah, remember his friends call him that. Anyway,
that's true. This is true.
If you're listening,
again, that was actually a lot of fun. I enjoyed myself. Yeah. Thank you, Tom, for coming on.
Yeah, thanks, David and Tom, for coming on.
Yeah,
appreciate it.
So I
want to try and get a hold of a lady from Brazuca's, you know, a few other places, and see if they want to come on the show and chit chat and say, you know, where are you from? Like, it's like David wants to do diversity. We want to hear stories. That was a good idea. I'm not trying to take his idea, but I think it's a good idea.
Well, it is a good idea. No, it's his thing. And, you know. In a sense, but this isn't like exactly what he was talking about. It's more like we just want to get you on to know,
so people get to know where you're at, who you are,
you are, why you're doing what you're doing, and see about what kinds of things in the community that you're giving back, you know, what you're doing. The more we can get the community to recognize these great local businesses out there, you know, it's only going to help. It's only going to help each other. So I think it's a really great idea.
We got to do it. We gotta do it. We gotta find some people. We gotta get some business cards. I'm like,
it's so easy. Yeah, is it so? It really is easy. You just go and ask.
Yeah,
it really is. Or you just hit them up on Facebook. Like,
I would. I think it would be funny just pulling out a business card and have them go, okay. Just be like, hang on, let me get you my business card.
Yeah,
here you go.
We could have like our own, like, you know, Chuck and Billy's Not Your Cup of Tea without any of the. Yeah. You know, the logo's like,
yeah.
All it will say is like consultant. just get a black card that says consultant and it has a number on it and that's it.
And the email. That's all you need.
Yeah. Yeah.
On the back.
Yeah.
It'll say flip. Because people are like, this is stupid. Oh.
In parentheses.
Yeah. Flip. With a question mark.
It'll say, it's just
flip.
Like, it'll be black on the front, like nice and kind of glossy. It'll say consultant and like really like lawyer, like attorney type words, you know, like,
yeah,
like book, and then in little parentheses underneath it says flip
with a question mark, flip.
Yeah, but then
ooh,
yeah, and then on the back it'll have like, you know, email
glittery
address.
Unicorns, and
yeah, that'd be hilarious.
That'll be so weird. Both of us riding a unicorn, like,
yeah. Just start handing them out to people.
There's this thing that I was looking at. It's called Dot. Have you ever heard of it?
No.
It's a business card. You don't have to do anything. All you do is put it on somebody's phone and all your information pops up.
That's scary.
That's awesome. It's scary and
it's good.
Awesome.
I mean, it's very technical. It's yeah. Scary.
It's terrifying.
Terrifying.
Like, where do you live?
Can I hope see not. Your dog?
They have one that's a ring. They have one that's a bracelet. You'd be like... Power twins. Guy's like, what are you doing?
Go gadget.
Touch my ring.
Yeah.
What?
Power Rangers.
Yeah. Dun, dun, dun. I'm the Red Ranger. I'm the... No.
I'm the Pink Ranger.
I'm the Blue Ranger.
I remember...
Yellow Ranger. Like stuff in the snow.
Do you know what's really weird is the Power Rangers color scheme is the same exact as the Teletubbies.
Or... Voltron.
Just about.
Yeah, a little bit. A little bit, isn't it? Yeah, that scares
Except
me.
Except for
that
the pink. I don't think there's a pink Teletubby. Is there?
No, I don't think. I think there's only four of them.
Yeah.
There's like red one, blue one.
Yellow.
If anybody knows the colors.
Yellow.
And the one with the ring on his head. I don't know which one's that.
Red.
And the one with the... Yeah. Anyways.
I can't remember. Like, it's been so long
green.
Since... Green.
Red,
that's
green,
it.
Yellow, and blue. Yeah. Yeah.
Is it blue or purple?
I think it's whatever. It's something. Purple, yeah. Blue, bluish,
blue.
Purple.
Something like that, but it's like the same as the Power
it's
Rangers.
Purple.
But I think there was five Power Rangers, right? It's, wasn't
yes.
there?
Yeah.
There's that's purple. So funny.
Oh, I hate it. You know what scared me every time I watched that show? I'm not going to say it, but I'm just saying when they're like, red power, blue power, and another guy's like, no. Don't say that.
Well, I mean, come on.
I mean, I get what they were doing, but then it was just like, oh, God, we're all going to hell.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think we were.
No, it was just scary. I was like, oh, why are you doing
and
this?
And then the baby as the son?
Yeah.
Like, that was weird.
That was awkward. Remember Godzilla and the little baby? They used to blow the smoke rings. It was like, wah, 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 wah. I was like, whoa, whoa. I was like, no, dude, come on.
Yeah, I do remember, but I do remember.
So bad.
I do remember Puff the Magic Dragon.
Puff the Magic Dragon, yes.
I used to live in this little tiny apartment when I was growing up with my brother and my mom.
Yeah.
And next door, there were these two guys. I think they were brothers, and they both, like, played guitar and stuff. And they would sing. And one day, like, I was in the hallway or whatever, and I heard them singing Puff the Magic Dragon. So I was
Puff
like,
the Magic
I was like, who's...
Dragon.
And they were playing the guitar and everything. They were singing it. And I was like, who's... They reminded me of Simon and Garfunkel. They really did.
I
want to
hear
fun.
Simon and Garfunkel sing Puff the Magic. Puff the Magic Dragon lived on the sea. Oh my God, stop. Anyway, people are like, please shut. They're probably like, immediate volume. Turn that down. I ain't listening to that.
Actually, it wasn't that bad.
Everyone, $1 million, everyone that's listening to this show right now is singing that song.
I know.
Guaranteed. They're like, where's the policy? And they're like, oh my God. And it's going to be stuck in your head for the rest of the day. Guaranteed.
Hello, darkness, my old friend.
Yeah, no, we'll help you. We'll help you with that one. Yeah,
yeah,
there you go.
That would be so funny.
Scaramouche, scaramouche, will you do the fundango?
Thunderbolts of lightning.
Someone's probably downloaded Puff the Magic Dragon.
Yeah, right now.
Dang, what were they singing? Now I don't remember.
Playing it on Bluetooth.
Yeah, like, come on, kids. They're like.
But the actual songs. Puff the Magic Dragon lived by the sea.
Oh,
you know.
So terrifying.
And frolicked in an autumn mist. In a land.
You know what movie I can't stomach? You know what movie I can't stomach? The Sound of Music.
Oh.
I hate that movie, dude.
It's overrated, I think.
My mom watched it like five times. My dad, when I was little, my dad would sit there and go, this crap again.
Yeah.
And just sit there. And I'm like,
I feel like it's a little overrated.
And when she does that whole spinning thing on the mountain,
yeah.
I'm like, please fall off.
But I love it. I love how you can make a meme out of that.
Oh, it's hilarious.
Because it's like an I don't care type of meme. And I always laugh every time I see one because it is funny. Somebody always makes something funny out of it.
There's this guy that does this thing where, like, if people are arguing, he puts them in Mickey Mouse and, like, goofy voices.
Oh, that's funny.
It's so hilarious. I laugh so hard where he's like, well, I'll tell you what, mister. It's like, what do you mean? It's like, oh, my God. I was like. And while you're watching their faces, you just can't look at them the same ever again.
No, but it would stop the fight.
Yeah, he does like movies and stuff like that when they do an argument. It's funny, man. It's so funny. He did Jim Carrey. What did he do? He did Ace Ventura, where him and the old guy arguing. He's like, Ventura. He was like, Ventura. And he's like, sorry.
In front of the.
Thought you were someone else.
In front of his apartment.
Yeah. I heard animals in there, Ventura. I heard them scratching around again this morning. Then he's like, I never bring my work home with me, sir. So bad, dude. I was laughing so hard.
Boy, I'll tell you.
Yeah, he's like, it was so funny. It was just so funny. I was like, I am not watching this. I can't watch Ace Ventura again because I'm going to keep doing that. And that's my favorite movie.
Can you imagine, like, Daffy Duck?
He does that too. He does Daffy Duck. He does Donald Duck. He's like, wow, wow. It's like, stop, dude, stop. But it'll show like the actual scene and it'll show him in the corner doing it. It's so funny. He's so good at it too.
That's good.
And there's another guy that does like Arnold Schwarzenegger's voice all the time.
Oh yeah.
And he did the same thing with a movie and it was just so fun. He did like Marty McFly arguing with Arnold Schwarzenegger, but it was in a different movie. So I can't do their voices where he's like, Doc, let me tell you, Doc, I can't do it.
But yeah.
I can't do Arnold's that much either. But.
Yeah, Michael J. Fox has got, it's like.
He's got that perfect.
It's got a distinct voice that's hard to really.
He does it perfect. And I'm like, how do you do that? I want to do that. I can't.
Doc.
Yeah.
We better, I'm trying to think of a really
hard
one. I need
the hoverboard. I can't do it.
No. You got a few voices in that one.
Yeah, I know. I had a whole bunch. It was the people like, whoa, he's going in a different direction with that one. Puff the Magic. Anyway. Let's get it stuck in their head again.
I can do his dad.
He's like, ah, 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 that guy.
Yeah.
He's watching TV. He's like, ah, ah, ah. I was like, I would knock you out, dude.
Yeah.
ASAP.
That was funny.
That was funny. I was like, what?
I love those movies. Those are my go-to movies when like I'm not feeling good or like I just kind of want a little nostalgia. Back to the Future. I always watch Back to the Future.
I love Back to the Future. I like 1 and 2. I don't really care for 3.
Well, she doesn't really like me.
I don't know. Those are really funny
roads.
Movies.
We don't need roads.
Where we're going, we don't need roads. And he puts some stupid glasses on he can't see out of. And he's like, Doc, what are you doing?
This is really funny. Did you remember those weird shade sunglasses? They were just shades.
Oh, everybody called, that
I mean,
like,
that's how we got the words like shades.
Yeah. Just pulled them.
Like, did they even work? Like,
no.
What were they there for?
I can't remember. Back in the day, my sister's friend wore a pair of those, and they were out in the sun. Left them on. All you see is
so it's like little sun.
All you see is these lines on his face, and I was like,
"What are you doing?"
I feel bad if I just pulled your eyelids, and your whole blinds would close. And he's like, "Shut up!" I was like, "Just saying, man. You're stupid." I'm like, I'm not the one that wore the glasses.
You know what's funny is you could actually like warn somebody, right? And they're like, nah, she's not going to do that. And they put them on, wear them all day. Mm-hmm. Next thing you know, they got the lines, and you're looking at them, and you're going, And then they go, shut up.
Or if they wear their glasses all day, and it's just that glasses mark, and you're like, you look good.
There's not, but like, especially if they have those huge sunglasses that like cover half their forehead like and the half their cheek.
Yeah. It's like, it's like duh.
They get some sun and then there's just these white spots right underneath. It's like, you can't help it, but I mean, it's
funny though. It's funny. It's hilarious where you're just like, I like your sunglasses. Shut up. Like, well, they're not sunglasses. My bad. It's just your face. My bad.
You used to be able to tell when somebody would go tanning because they used to have like the real, like the bigger,
yep,
like little tanning for your eyes, the coverings.
Yep.
And then it had the bridge.
Yeah. It's like
you'd see the little bridge mark on your nose. Now they have them so that they're just too little.
Yep.
So it's cool.
I know my friends when they used to go, like, my sister's friend, excuse me, when she used to, they used to go tanning, they would snap it so the bridge would be there.
Wouldn't
just
be there.
Yeah. And I was like, you know how fake you look right now? And they're like, what do you mean? I was like, you're going to melt like a snow cone.
If you do it in small increments, especially in the wintertime, it actually helps. Helps your vitamin D deficiencies that you get. Because up in the Northeast, we, you know, get a lot of vitamin D deficiencies.
You know what freaks me out, though, seeing those people that tan so much they look like leather?
Yeah, like a leather couch.
You're like, that's nice. Your tan you got going there.
There's something about Mary.
Yeah.
Like her?
Yeah. Dude, I love that woman though.
Do you know who that is? That's the same woman that's in what? Those scary movies. All those scary movies.
Insidious.
Insidious movies. Yeah, the same woman. And I didn't realize that until one day I went back and watched it.
But it's funny because when you see that, you feel bad because you really want to spray some like armor all on it, protect her. You know,
some leather cleaner.
There you go. Now you look good.
You get that stuff that cleans the leather and shines it up.
Yeah.
Armor all.
What do you? Yeah.
Yeah.
I need a spray. You're looking really bad there.
Get CarMax.
There you go. Yeah. Yeah.
It's really, actually, that's really not good for you.
Yeah, I know.
It's not good for you to do that.
But like, it would be funny.
It actually causes so many wrinkles. When you're older, you'll have so many wrinkles from it.
It's so scary, though, when people are out in the sun so long and you see that, you're just like, why?
I don't know. Like, it's so nice. I mean, I used to work outside.
Yeah.
And I loved it. Like, it was like one of my favorite things to do. You got a lot of sunlight. You got a lot of air.
No, I mean, like, when you're younger, it's fine.
I was brown.
But when you keep doing it and you just wither away to, like, an old...
Oh, purposely? Like,
when you get older and you're just like, I look good. And it's just flapping in the wind and it just gets worse. It just looks like an old couch that's just been withered and ripped. You know what I mean?
I can't speak for anyone else, but I would probably regret it.
Yeah, oh, yeah, I would regret it.
I would.
I'd be like, oh, God, I feel great. And when you sit on the couch, it's not the couch, it's you.
When you're young, it looks great. You know, it makes your teeth look white even if they're not.
Yeah, exactly. You're like, and you're like, whoa, those are great.
You got a great smile.
Yeah.
Wait till winter.
Yeah, wait till winter. I won't even know it's you.
Wait till winter time unless I go into the tanning booth.
Yeah, like I said, like when you sit on a leather couch, it's not the leather couch squeaking, it's you. It's like,
I was like, that was perfect. I swear it was the chair.
You're moving. It's so bad, dude. I can't. I hate when you're sitting in those leather chairs, like in an office or like going to get like a doctor's appointment. It's like, wasn't me.
Yeah.
Or it's like,
it happens to me all the time because my belt. And the chairs at the doctor's offices are leather, like the back of it. There's like a spot that isn't covered. You know, it's like one of those cheap leather, you know, sitting chairs.
Leather chairs.
Yeah, but you go to sit and it's like, it's not quite.
It's like,
yeah, it's like,
like if you go to move your leg over, it's like,
yeah, and you,
no,
and
no.
Like, I swear to God, I swear, is the chair.
No, it wasn't me. Sorry.
I said that to the
mess with people and go. Nope, it's not me.
Just like the guy, just stare. Just look him, like, look him dead in the eye while you're doing it.
Cross your legs over your other leg and go,
just stare at him.
Just give him that evil stare like you did it.
Like, what? And then I have said to the nurse before, because I went to get up. I went to get up in my belt because I have a leather belt. So the leather against the leather, that's what it is. And I went to get up and I was like, I my eyes went wide. I went, ooh, that was the chair. And she just started laughing.
I swear.
It's hard to know if you want to believe the person or not.
You know what sucks, though, when I wear my chain wallet and it gets stuck in that little gap,
yeah,
like by the legs, and you're like, oh, hey, and you get up and the chair comes with you and you're like, dang it. Yeah, it's, it loves me. It wants to come and hang out. Sorry.
Yeah, I, talking about the guy. I watched that video. I could not stop watching that video of that guy.
Oh, the guy when he farts and he just stares at
me. He just, like, I don't know how he keeps his straight face, because if I were to try to do something like that, I could. No, I doubt it.
I could. I'm telling you.
I'm going to bet
maybe,
you.
Maybe.
I should
maybe.
Bet you. Yeah.
It depends on how it sounds. I'd probably be like.
Exactly. Yeah. This guy had no emotion, no facials, like anything. He just stared at them. And then they would look him in the eye, and he just stared him in the eye the whole time. He'd play that fart noise. And I'm watching this video and I'm like, how is he not dying?
Oh, I would probably die. I mean, I could try to do it. I may be able to do one, but not like many.
Yeah, and that's the thing. Like, they hit the whole entire, like, he would do really long ones, and the whole entire time the sound was coming out, he would just stare in their eyes, like, make that eye contact. But the funniest thing is the person that he's staring with,
yeah,
doesn't stop the eye contact either.
It's funny.
So that's, it's like, even better. So it's like, I wonder what they're thinking as it's going on, because there's no emotion or nothing. Like, none of them are moving either.
You know, their nostrils are like.
Yeah, the nostrils are going.
Oh, God. Oh, that smells like bacon.
One guy said, really? And he was like, what happened? He was like, really, bro? And he was like, what happened?
What? What happened? What do you mean?
It was like, acting like he had no idea what was going on. Just staring at these people in their eyes.
What happened?
You got to find that. Like, if anybody, if you want a good laugh, you got to find that video.
I think I've seen a few of them. I laughed really hard because he doesn't say anything.
Yeah.
Unless somebody says something. And he's like,
yeah.
What?
Exactly. he's in a zone. Like, he's looking at you, but he doesn't know that he's looking at anything.
You know what we should, do when we come in here? We should get those tiny hands so we can just.
Yeah.
You know how funny that would be?
The tiny hands thing.
Yeah, I'm like, hey guys, how's it going?
That reminds me of another video. where this lady, she's an older lady, and I think it's her daughter or whatever, has these little tiny hands, right? And she's trying to show her something on the phone. Mom's sitting in the chair, and she's like kind of standing up next to her, and she keeps putting the tiny hands on the phone. She's like, no, it's right there. And the person that's videoing it is dying laughing. And so the mom's like, what's so funny? Why is she laughing? What is going on? And this woman is just using these tiny hands. She has no clue. She's staring at the phone, tiny little hands pressing the in front of her, and she's doesn't even realize why the person that's videoing is literally can't breathe. That is funny. Those tiny hands. My buddy Jeff and I went to West Stockbridge, into that little gift shop. There's like a gift store. It's a big gift store. Mm-hmm. I can't remember the name. For some reason, I can't. The name of it is eluding me, but it's right on that side street where they do the farmer's market.
Yeah.
So, and like across from the hardware store. And we went in and we found those tiny little hands in there.
Oh, man. we got to get some, dude. You know how cool it would look on camera with just these little things?
Well, even funnier.
That looked awkward on the camera. But anyway, whoops, sorry.
That's not what it looked like.
Well, I'm not down here. Yeah, okay, there we go.
But it's funny. Like, those tiny little. There's a bunch of, like, gag gifts in there. If anybody has the opportunity to check it out, they should.
I think it would be cute if they were rubber. Because they'd be like,
Or if they move, yeah, if they moved around, right?
Yeah, like if you could have like little things, like this one right here, not that one.
Just one. Randomly, like put them in your shirt, you know, like, and just randomly walk up to people and be like, "Hey, what's that?"
I should do that at Walmart.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wonder how much this is right here.
Bring it up, like, bring it.
Like a sweater. Oh my god!
Or even worse, like go to like Marshall's and do it.
Like looking through your stuff.
Yep. Pick up a book and start reading it.
This looks good. You lick the finger.
Turn the page.
Lick the finger. Turn the page. Oh man! Oh, so, people are gonna go do that now. You watch, you're gonna be like, "That's a good idea." I'm gonna lick the finger and then turn the page.
I'm gonna do it.
Gonna buy them.
I'm in tears, oh, dude.
Dude, I'm dying. It's just the thought of me going.
Just slurp.
Yeah.
Turn the page.
Then
slurp. Turn the page.
Please talk to somebody and just put your finger like this.
Yep. Put your tiny hand up. Scratch your face. Scratch your head.
I have a question.
You just walk up to like one of the associates.
Yeah.
And with a tiny hand over your mouth. Like, tapping your face. I was just wondering.
It would be cooler if you could bend them.
Yeah.
Just be like, I was wondering.
Can you tell me how much this is? Just like, because you have to use both of the hands to pick stuff up.
Like one side and the bottom.
Just can you just help me with
pull my wallet out,
or just go on down one of the aisles and try to reach the top of of the shelves, like trying to reach up there with your tiny hands. And just see what happens. Like, he's like right next to an associate.
Sir, can you get me that right there?
Just stand next to an associate with, you know, with them up in your shirt, you know, and then just reach and try really hard to grab whatever's up there and see if they notice.
Do the Home Alone thing. Oh,
yep. After you pay for your stuff, go to shake their hand. Thanks.
We should do that. Yeah. Like, thank you very much. You're like,
it was great doing business with you.
Tap someone on the back. You did a good job.
You're at a seminar, so they say, "Does anybody have any questions?" Yes, me. Raise your tiny little hand.
I was thinking.
Uh-oh. What were you thinking?
No, it'd be funny. Like, if you were just like, I was thinking, and just waving it.
Yeah.
It's just a finger, that's it.
Just have a normal conversation with somebody and see what happens, but use your hands a lot.
Yeah. I'm Italian. I do that anyways. Yeah. It's like, you know, I was just talking to this guy the other day, and I don't know what happened, you know? And just, I was thinking.
Try to cook something.
I got to draw the tattoo on the hand, though. Yeah.
Just try to cook. You sound special. Scramble up some eggs.
Yeah, like,
don't tell your wife that you got them. No. And then just go.
I'll start rubbing her
try
hair.
Try to scramble up some eggs. Yeah.
Rub her face like, I love you,
her
sweetheart.
Temples.
I love you.
Put both of them on her temples.
You have a headache?
It would be even better if she was like, oh, that feels so good. Thank you so much. I've had a headache all day. You're rubbing her head with these tiny little
Blake,
hands.
I love you.
Shh. Yeah. Wipe it. Yeah, wipe the hand right
there. It would be funny if there was one like this, and if somebody's talking, you go,
shh. Yeah.
And they're like.
The finger, like a finger hand?
Yeah. Just the finger hand, yeah.
That would be hilarious.
It would be cool if they could bend. They should make them where they bend. Like, even if they're like little
they
rubber
might.
Ones.
They might. You never know. Yeah. It's possible.
But I mean, they're so funny, probably... dude. When I see the girl, there I watch the girl. I've seen
you got to try to do something serious with it,
like a Tyrannosaurus Rex.
No, that's not serious. That's like, funny though. But
you'd be like,
no,
that'd be great.
You got to like do regular transactions that daily, you know, or like talk to people and just act like nothing. They're gonna just look. A lot of people aren't going to say anything. Like, they're just going to look and be like, wait a minute, something's off.
Something's wrong here.
That doesn't look
right. What happened to your hands? Oh, I was born this way. It's a plastic birth defect.
But while you're talking, just scratch your nose.
Yeah. I think
scratch your beard. See how long it takes.
Yeah, people are like, yeah, I think they're down aisle one.
Well, hey, guess what? It is about that time. We're going to have to take off. But hey, this was our first hour.
Yeah.
And we will see you again next week on Wednesday at 3:30.
Yep.
On WTBR 89.7 FM Pittsfield and WSBR 88.1 in Lee.
There's people here. Wave.
There's a bunch of people walking in. That's awesome. So and it's been great to be on for an hour.
Yeah.
We'll see you next week at 3:30.
We will definitely see you next week. Thank you very much for listening. Take it easy.
Episode of Not Your Cup of Tea with Chuck and Billy has come to a close. If you laughed, we did our job. If you didn't, well, just remember, Karen, this isn't a show for you. Maybe you should go listen to soothing nature sounds or something instead. A huge thank you to all our incredible listeners tuning in on WTBR 89.7 and WSBR 88.1 in Lee. You're the real MVPs. We love that you embrace the absurdity of life with us and don't take things too seriously. And for any Karens still hanging around, don't worry. We won't take it personally if you decide to opt for more serious content. Perhaps a 3-hour seminar on how to shush people at restaurants? Join us next week for even more laughs, rants, and outrageous discussions that will leave you wondering how we got away with it. So, stay sassy, stay funny, and remember, life's too short for boring conversations. Thanks for listening to Not Your Cup of Tea. Until next time, keep those cups full and your spirits high.